But if you were convinced clinically and, you know, as you mentioned, the data that it clearly was less toxic, do you think it would be reasonable to substitute or use it in those two areas without any data?
Well, so it must be said that this is not FDA approved yet for any indication. We all anticipate, including myself, that this will become approved quite soon for non-metastatic M0 CRPC, which is where it was tested. If the metastatic hormone-sensitive trial is also positive, I anticipate that this will, in the future, be approved in that setting. Right now, it's impossible to use the drug because it's not commercially available and it's not FDA approved. In fact, you know, the application has been submitted to the FDA about a month ago, and we all expect an accelerated approval in a timely fashion. But I think right now, Neil, even if one wanted to use this drug, it's not commercially available. And I must say, even in the case where it did become approved, I would not feel comfortable using it for castration-resistant disease because we have other, you know, very effective antiandrogens in that setting. And so why would I use darolutamide when I have enzalutamide that has received, you know, bona fide approval in that space? I probably wouldn't.
Well, you also have abiraterone in both spaces, which at least doesn't seem to have the issue in terms of the CNS or the other thing. And I was just sort of trying to imagine what might happen over the next year or so once it does get approved. But